The importance of being average. Middletown, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past, and where membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. Muncie might not be the first place that comes to mind when doing an ethnological study, but when Robert and Helen Lynn set out in 1924 to chart everyday life in Middle America, the Delaware County seat was the perfect model of a small, culturally homogeneous city that had experienced rapid growth through industry. The Lynn's team of five investigators spent 50 months in Muncie, interviewing and observing a sampling of the city's 38,000 residents. They published their findings in 1929 as Middletown, a study in contemporary American culture. The Lynn sought to determine the impact of modernization on the average American, but their objectivity as cultural anthropologists was occasionally tainted with subjective thought. For example, the Lynns bemoaned the passing of a bucolic agrarian culture and the influence of the automobile and the radio. Sociologists largely dismissed the work and its methods as unscientific. Critics argued that Muncie was atypical with regard to its low percentage of women working outside the home and its small immigrant population. In 1937, the Lynns published a sequel that studied the changes wrought by the Great Depression. Despite its flaws, the Middletown studies have had a lasting legacy. When contemporary pollsters want to know what the average American thinks, they'll often head to Muncie. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information and podcasts are available online at momentofindianahistory.org.